Blog Talk Radio.
Lawyer, too sacred. They don't want me to be anything except be a loser.
because they, it's because in their philosophy, I don't hang around them, black people. I can't hang around criminals like that. You know, it's a disgrace. It's the one reason why African Americans, it's a huge reason why African Americans, black on black crime is an epidemic. That's why they don't succeed as many as whites. A lot of them go to prison, and these are black, mentally ill people. They have this obsession since 2002 when they falsely accused me of putting them on the street or because I don't hang around with them. That's insane, and that's a mentally ill, dangerous individuals. It doesn't mean, you know, everything I'm saying is truthful. They just say that they feel that they're second-class citizens, and no one in the African-American community will believe them. Is the truth is an epidemic. I believe these people go to live in African-American community like South Central or Crenshaw or someplace where all they know how to do is kill and rob and harass other African-Americans or any other ghetto neighborhood. Come out of it, and all they know how to do is deal with African-Americans. Even if it's an African-American who they don't know, come on to them and harass them and so on. I dealt with this in my upstate New York area. You know, people, my family, the murder rate, I disowned all those people. I mean, I don't have nothing to do with my own members of my own family because they were involved in criminal activity. Members of my relatives got murdered. My aunt got murdered by a relative. A lot of negative things. While I don't discriminate on basis of color, I can't. But when I see this epidemic, why these people refuse to do anything with their lives, they have plenty of options. They could buy a home, they could get a job, they could go to school. They don't. All they want to do is do something illegal. And they're putting all their self-hatred and their inability to take responsibility for their lives and criminal behavior and blaming me. It's not fair. It's sick, and it doesn't make sense. If I knew them from a long time ago, that doesn't mean I know them. You know, I don't hang around those type of people. As I said before, negative situations, negative consequences, regardless of race or color or creed, they are very negative individuals. This coincides with a very dangerous woman who has a mental illness. This coincides that she doesn't want me to succeed. She thinks I don't own this property. They were gossiping outside about looking in my bathroom naked. They probably do have something on my elite, on my condo. This building where I live in, I'm living next door to a pervert. My thing is that African American men are extremely, it's an epidemic where they get killed, harassed, and murdered on a daily basis by other African American people. There are lots of African-American people who are law-abiding will never condone that. But it goes on anyway. Because I don't hang around African-American men, so I shouldn't succeed. That is sick. That's a psychosis, a mental illness. Because I don't hang around those type of people. I can't. I'll be in a coffin if I did. My life is extremely in danger. Other African-American men and women go through this, especially African-American men. They don't live as long. The homicide rate is higher than anybody in this country. More than half of homicide victims in this country are African-American men caused by other African-Americans. I'm not going to be one. And this is what they have said, which was so, which is a sign of besides the attempt to commit identity theft, as well as other conspiracies against me, they have said, this one man said, we can't do this to anybody else, okay? We can't do this to no other African-American man because this person's not going to, they think I'm not going to succeed. They're going to do it to somebody else. It's evil. I mean, this coincide with some of these individuals that I was having problems with are not all African-American. I lived at a Vaux Street Manor apartment building that I haven't been there in over 13, 14 years. And some of those people were jealous I owned this home and may have violated my civil rights. I'm trying to get them arrested. I need more evidence. They're looking at me inside my home and making up delusional comments that I don't own this home. They can go to prison. I have been scarred for life dealing with this dangerous predator who have been trying to prevent me from succeeding, even lying, trying to prevent me from going to school, even may have trespassed on my property, saying that she was concerned about my how the way my condo look. I own the condo legally. She take no for an answer. She needs to go to jail. It's evil and dangerous. We're dealing with a narcissist and an antisocial group of individuals. That's where they're going. San Quentin is where they belong. They're too dangerous to be around an innocent person. They from South Central or from some ghetto neighborhood bringing their sickness onto this area. Once they go, there's lots of African-American men that they can hang out with. I mean, I had to deal with this throughout my life. I had dealt with predators, even in my own family. I mean, there are several people in my family, the Barnes family, who committed crimes, even may have manipulated my mom out of a lawsuit with my dad's death. And my aunt got murdered by a relative. I'm not about to be the next one. This is factual. My nephews got murdered. I'm a crime victim. But if you're wondering about what am I doing to deal with this, if you listen to this, you might think this is so severe. You say you're dealing with some crazy person, dangerous person. Why don't you get out of this situation? I'm doing the best I can. Because these people won't take no for an answer. It's been 13 long years. I mean, there's lots of options. I need more evidence to say that there's voyeurism or anything like that. But when they gossip outside my window about my condo, about me in the bathroom, it's very sickening. I mean, no one, regardless of any community, would deal with this. But I have said in a previous broadcast that part of this is because I was doing things on YouTube and as a musician or songwriter. It's the price to pay when making music or being a little bit in the public eye. And you probably, some people, individuals, if you listen to this, probably think, why are you in the music business if you're having all this happen? Well, first of all, this coincides a lot of musicians and a lot of people who make music and put their music online and stuff have came and dealt with very crazy, sick, dangerous people. Okay, so I make music, but I can't be prevented from being a creative person by this sick person who comes near my condo. Okay. But the truth is, everything I said in this broadcast is true. It's no excuse. They committed a heinous crime. Whatever alternative motives that they have and a waste of life and time and energy is not worth it. Now, I do know that because of this, they have trying to get me, they think I'm going to leave in 2019. To sell my home because they talked to a supervisor and told Vicky Smith, I told a lot of people about this because of this discrimination. Part of this is reverse discrimination. The others out there because they're jealous that I own the home. They're trying to get me to leave the condo because of their ulterior motives. I have mentioned in several letters of this. I own the property and they want to see me go back into an apartment setting. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. When someone has that neuroses and I'm dealing with a narcissistic sociopath, what I call it, or antisocial person, the most that I can do is just keep the police nearby and let them be notified. And the other thing I can do is try to get a restraining order. At this stage, I would say have the police nearby. He goes, when dealing with a narcissistic sociopath, which I call them because they've been doing this on a long-term basis, or let's say antisocial person, when they're extremely dangerous and they take no for an answer, that all they want is to try to have a very negative, evil deeds toward me, I have to be very careful. My name is on the deed since 2004. It is at the LA County Recorder's Office. This woman does not take no for an answer. Okay? They need to be locked in prison. I mean, there's a lot. The thing about it is that I am not somebody who have a lot to think for them to get. They can have plenty of options. If, I believe the other alternatives is that they're trying to commit ID theft or trying to think that I'm somebody they can take advantage of or do something illegal in order for them to escape their criminal past. It is not going to happen. ID theft, forget about it. You know? They are going to jail eventually. I know they are. What they're doing, it doesn't matter. They're going to do it to somebody else. They are extremely dangerous. Out there on the street, they have a lot of ulterior ideas, including some very crazy stuff that they said about me. Not only did they make up stories that I didn't own the property, they're angry because I didn't let another person sing the lead in a rock and roll group. That is crazy. That's a psychosis. I can't work with mental health anymore because of these dangerous people. My thing is, as I told individuals out there who are going through this, because in California, it happens a lot because they have some crazy people who've been a victim of stalking or some cruel criminal who don't know how to remind their business. You live next door or you live nearby and they come around. My thing is that just keep it with positive people and stay away from negative people. Yes, because of these crazy people, I have complained a lot to them for bringing it up constantly. I have to because it's important that it be shown through, that it be told to the public because this is extremely negative and dangerous. Excuses about religious discrimination, about Christianity or something, like one individual from that apartment building mentioned Christianity. It is no excuse to use religious discrimination or any type of discrimination, which I think is a part of this situation. And it's important that we stay away. If you're living in a condominium or apartment building, and make sure you don't live near some crazy person who don't know how to mind their business. They have toxic individuals. I'm still trying to find the evidence to see if there's any violations of my home because the police said they can be put in jail if they have any hidden camera or anything in my bathroom or listening to my conversations. It's illegal. Setting, building anymore. I would never live in a rental because I own a home for like almost 13, 14 years. Because I live next door over there on Votes. It was a very extremely traumatic situation where I live next to a bunch of crazy people who don't know how to mind their business. I also have to be, not only I can't be around a counselor, I can't be a counselor to many to mentally ill that I was work for because of this experience with these dangerous people. I also, because of this experience, I have to be very, very careful who I hang out with. Look around my shoulder because these individuals are so did this for such a long time that it permanently changes how the way I view and deal with people. Nobody does that to anybody, even within a family. I came from a family of criminals. You know, I came from a family where I lost people through violence. I disowned a lot of them. If I come from that and I'm dealing with this, I'm already aware of the situation. You don't trespass. This lady have lied to the police department about me saying that I should do this and do that. Okay? It's important that we as a people be safe regardless of race. They have individuals who are extremely toxic and dangerous. I, because of this experience and these black individual, I have to stay away from certain black people because they are extremely dangerous. The other thing I want to say is, and white or regardless of race, you know, I hang around positive people. Now, there's plenty of options for these individuals, but like I stated, they don't see that they can find a home, they can get a job. They're out there on the street talking every single day coming over here. They don't have no alternative except be obsessed or do something illegal. This situation that I'm dealing with can drive somebody crazy. It can. I already got people who think I'm crazy. I'm very much aware of reality. I'm just dealing with an extremely dangerous person. My condo, my garage, they wouldn't even open my garage and went inside without me knowing. I mean, when I hear them say, don't do this to somebody else, make sure he don't succeed, referring to me from their conversations, or saying I don't own the property to people, saying and all this, is extremely dangerous person. There's no excuse. They committed a heinous individual. And remember, psychopaths are the masters of deception. And these individuals are very, very clever at hiding their sickness. They will do it to somebody else. And as I said before, because they lack the ability to live in society, they can't be rehabilitated. Why was they living in a condo or even apartment setting? Anything around other individuals? Well, regardless of what community, but some of these are from like the African American community, will never condone this or any other community. Okay? So my thing is that as I talk about this constantly, it's important that you know about this. Everything I say is factually correct. And I'm going to say that I must continue talking about it because I have heard stories all over the airways. You can see it on the computer all over California, in particular, where sick, dangerous people have become obsessed, as well as did illegal things. Well, you know, but the truth of the matter is that there are basic common sense rules to mind our business. We cannot trespass on somebody's property. If we're concerned, you do it directly. You cannot go and trespass on someone's home. You cannot stalk people. You cannot harass people for 13, 14 years. But people, there are some very dangerous sick people who do it anyway. I mean, no transmitter, no camera on any bathrooms, no one is allowed to do that. Crime. It's voyeurism. Cops say you can get 6 months in prison if you violate someone's individual civil rights. It doesn't matter how, what the condo looks like or whatever. And that's all I have to say about this. I'm dealing with something so extreme where someone can't take no for an answer and don't know how to mind their business and take the law in their own hands. I'm just dealing with a bunch of criminals who haven't been caught yet in their sickness and don't know how to mind their business and don't know how to take control of their lives and do something positive for themselves. Whatever a condo is going on in someone's home or whatever is what they're doing in their life is none of anybody's business. If the condo has whatever it looks like, clean, whatever, It's none of their business. I own the property since 2004, legally. And I would never go and get into other people's business about what they're doing in their home. Not in my neighbors, not anybody else. Because I don't want any problems. And I mentioned before, I do believe that these people are going to be subjected to law enforcement and probably some hazardous situation, which involves probably their lives in jeopardy. And I don't want to see that, but if they continue to do this, they will get it. I mean, Ted Bundy did something really heinous because he did it because he killed it. We already know directly that what he did. But when you're dealing with someone who has clever harassed somebody, able to cover up their hideous natures, I consider them just about like the same as Ted Bundy, even though they haven't committed any heinous crime as murder. But then what they're doing on a long-term basis of trying to undermine me and trying to violate my right to self-expression and possibly even privacy, as well as defame my reputation and trying to stop me from succeeding because of their discriminatory nature and their inability to take responsibility and mind their business. I consider them very dangerous. Good night from Dove Night.